The following is an unrehearsed interview with Ruby Frazier, who has been bookmobile librarian for Owen County Public Library for 21 years. This tape is being made for the Kentucky Oral History Commission and the Department for Libraries and Archives to be used as a part of the project The Bookmobile, an Historical Perspective. The interview is conducted by Gene Wiggins at Owen County Public Library at 2 p.m. October 9, 1985. Ruby, it's been a special bonus today when I came over to talk to Francis Beverly to meet you, and I'm sure that you hold at least one record, if not the record, in Kentucky for having been a bookmobile librarian for the number of years you have been. We're always interested in knowing something about the person. Tell me a little bit about your background before you became a bookmobile librarian.
I was a housewife with two children. In 1964, one of our school teachers at the time told the library board, which they were hunting for a new bookmobile driver. This school teacher, which is dead now, she told the library board to give my name. And so they called me and asked me would I be interested, and so I went and interviewed with them, and I was hired as a bookmobile librarian at the time for two mornings, or just two half a days a week at this time.
What made you think you might enjoy bookmobile library work?
Well, I really didn't know. It was just a thing that came up for a job, which was a little extra money, not much, but it was a little spending money at the time. And I had been bringing my two children to the library, which they love books. And I had met Miss Beverly, my children had, at the library. And anyway, at the time that I was approached with the job of the bookmobile, I just thought, well, I would start on it, you know. And I really enjoyed it. And in the summer, I took my children with me because I was just gone a half a day. I took them with me because they were 9 and 13 years old. I took them with me, didn't have to leave them with nobody. And when school started, they were already sent to school on the school bus before I left, and I was always home before they got back. So it never interfered with my home life, because it was just two half a days a week.
Well, tell me how it has developed since that time.
I drove those two half a days a week for 3 or 4 years until the county finally got a tax passed of 2.5 cents per hundred, I believe. And that's when they started I started the bookmobile 4 days a week at the time, and worked in the library a half a day. That's when we just had our library open a half a day. So I was on the bookmobile 4 days a week and the library half a day at that time. And of course they increased my salary, which was putting in more time.
Do you find there's advantage in being able to work in the main library at least a half day or a day a week?
Yes, I'm familiar with the material that they have there, and while I'm there, if I run across something someone has brought in, or in the shelf I can find something that I would think that some of my patrons on the bookmobile would like, and I can gather stuff from there and take to them.
Do your patrons depend on you heavily to select their reading material?
Some of them do. Some of the older ones do. The older ladies, they depend on me, but I deposit books in all the country stores in the county, which is not very many anymore. I exchange them every 2 weeks, and I'll take what is there, and I'll put in a different bunch every 2 weeks at the county stores, at one or two post offices, the hospital, the rest home. And the two trailer courts here, I go out there and stay there for people to come to the bookmobile. And at each community, I do stay there length of time, according to where I'm at, for people to meet, come and get on the book mill and to select their own books. But if they can't meet me at these communities, they can always go to this store or post office or whatever, wherever I've left the books, and select their own books. And I leave books at one church back in the vestibule.
How often do you go to the various communities?
Every 2 weeks I go to the different communities and the different stops. And like I said, I do have a few half stops. And anybody that on the route wants to me to stop at their home, they can call me, which I have put that in the paper a few times. If anybody wants me to stop, I'd be glad to stop at their house.
Are those for shut-ins or just people who may be isolated?
Well, some of them are shut-ins and some of them are not. Some of them just are right out in the county and they just want me to stop because they're several miles from the library.
Have you had formal training in library work?
No, I hadn't had any training at all. But after I got into the bookmobile and put in more time into the bookmobile service and the library, I have taken this library science courses that they have given in the summer at Kentucky State College in Frankfort, and that's where I've got all my, you know, certification. I went 6 different summers, 2 weeks each time, and I have gotten a 15 hours of library science in through that way, and it was paid by the Owen County Library Board.
Wonderful.
And also, my time was paid too as if I'd been to work. So I have gotten a certification that way.
21 years has given you the opportunity perhaps to see some changes in bookmobile service. Can you comment on your first years and the present? Any differences?
Well, I don't know the differences. One of them is to a disadvantage. The stores have cut down. You know, the community stores have cut down, and that makes me less places to deposit the books. But I guess some of the advantages is at these trailer parks where the children in the summertime come to the bookmobile. Of course, some days you may go there and there may be a whole bunch, and some days there may not be any because they're in and out of these trailer parks. And of course, I do go to the rest home, which we used to didn't have a rest home. That's one more place I go, and there's one patient out there that can. It even comes out to the bookmobile. She's not so old, but she's just a lady there that doesn't have a home. And I go in and get her and pack her books that she has in her little satchel and take them out to the bookmobile and see that she gets on and gets off and take her back to her room each time.
Do you service schools out in the county, or do you have elementary schools in your county?
Right now, we just have the one new elementary school, which is out across from the high school, which had the one high school and the one elementary school. But before these were built, we had the community schools in several of the communities of the county, which I serviced with the bookmobile, and which they enjoyed the bookmobile because they didn't have their own library like the new school here does. And I would go to each school, and the teacher would let 2 or 3 children come out to the bookmobile and pick out books for their room. And they was always glad to see the bookmobile because they got a chance to get out of the classroom for a while, plus visiting the bookmobile. And then some of them even got their pictures taken with me and was put in our county paper, which they thought that made them famous. But they really enjoyed, the schools enjoyed the bookmobiles more then than they do now, because the school is all together in one big building and the children are transferred from one room to the other and they have their own library. But I do now service the first 3 grades at the new elementary school, which some of the teachers and also the children enjoy, which all the children enjoy, but the teachers have a hard time keeping their books from my books, which is no trouble, but you have to look inside to see the stamp on the book. But they do use the bookmobile just starting this year at the new school, which I did serve them 3 or 4 years back. I served the new school, but the teachers didn't act like they wanted to fool with it until this year. Again, I started back by request of one of the teachers.
You tell me about your collection of books on the bookmobile. Do you have a stationary one, or does it come from your main library collection?
The books that I have on the bookmobile are the really the same that are in the library. They're all our books are the same, and anything that I want from the library, I get. And when I get through with anything on the bookmobile, I just take back into the library and reshelve in the library and replace them with books from the library, because they all come from the same source. And I have my books in the bookmobile classified like they do in the library, or cataloged like they do in the library. I have places for these books and that books and all in their separate places. And I also check them out just as if they do in the library, and I have keep them in a certain place on each route where I'll know where they are under the heading of that community or that stop.
Do you find most of the bookmobile patrons get their books back on time?
No, I'm sorry to say that they don't, and some of them I never get back. But that's one of the things we expect in public work. You know, we just get them back whenever, and I tell them really not to worry. They don't have to give them back in 2 weeks, but I tell them if at all possible. But sometimes some patrons will worry but not getting the book back in 2 weeks, and some couldn't care less if they never get it back, but I'm used to that for now.
You developed some very special relationships with bookmobile patrons. Can you tell me about some of your experiences with patrons that have been particularly interesting?
Well, some of these patrons expect me, they're looking for me to come on my route that is scheduled for that day. There's some days that I, like in bad weather, if there's ice or snow or something on that I can't run, or maybe if that's my vacation day or whatever, they will try to find out where I was that day, and I just have to tell them later. But the most of them are waiting for me, and they expect me to come that day.
I think I heard you say sometimes waiting with vegetables from their gardens and other kinds of good things.
Sometimes when I get ready, or they'll come out with a sack of tomatoes or a sack of squash or whatever, peppers or whatever, things from the garden, or a piece of the cake they have made, bring me a sandwich a lot of times. And one lady took me in her house to show me the quilts and things she had made. And you come up on a lot of interesting people by being on the bookmobile. Different communities, I cover every community in the county. Of course, I don't go down every dog path there is, but on all the main roads, I go cover the whole county.
About how many miles a week does the bookmobile travel? Have you estimated that?
No, I haven't. Our county is a small county, and I believe there was 400 and some odd miles for the month. I have to keep an account now of the miles from one month to the other. And I think it's 400 and some odd miles a month. And some weeks it may be a long route or a short route, you know, the different routes.
What is your average circulation on the bookmobile per day or per month?
Well, that's hard to say, because people count circulation different. Since I'm going to these schools now, some say that if you take 5 books into a room, that book has been read by 30 students. We don't know. Some say multiply the 5 times 30, but I feel like that's a little too much. I don't know that every child has read them. I don't know that even 10 has read that book. So I just kind of estimate on my circulation like as of now. If I take 10 books in to a room, I'll double that. I'll say, well, surely 2 children have read every book. then your circulation numbers can get awful high in your figures. I have found that in the 21 years, there's no really accurate way of finding out about the circulation of books, unless you just counted each book you checked out that day. But as far as the people reading, of course, we don't know whether they read what books they check out or not. But I can't remember any number right now unless I go back to my figures.
What do you find to be the special in-demand books to your bookmobile patrons?
Well, mostly, for adults, it's mostly novels. They just like to read something for the pleasure of reading, you know, novels or Western books or whatever. And, of course, there's a few women that wants cookbooks and interior decorating and things like that. But I would say mostly novels for adults. And of course, children, they like any kind of book, you know, whatever's got the pretty pictures in them, especially younger children. Usually different types of books. And I have one family that I stop at the house. This man, he likes history books and Western books. And I have, think I have took him almost everything in the library. You know, he's read everything on the bookmobile, which I have kept bringing things from the library. And I think almost everything in the library that has been taken by me to him, and I don't know how much longer I'm going to find him anything, but we'll always find him something to read.
How do you keep up with the books you select for different patrons and what they have read?
Well, these older ladies that, well, I better not say older, some of them may not like it. I have a certain place in the bookmobile that if I run across a book that they haven't read, I'll throw that in their cubbyhole or whatever and say, well, there's one she hasn't read. And I'll, so when I can go to stop at her place, I've already got them really picked out, because I can't go through everything in the bookmobile looking for something that she hasn't read. So I have got the readers that expect me to have their books picked out beforehand. I have already got them picked out before I stop, and all I have to do is grab them a handful of books, which I wouldn't have time to look through all the books to pick out something, and I pretty well got something ahead for all my patrons that expect me to pick out their books.
Do you carry large print books?
I have a few large prints, not a lot of those, but I have a few. And if I know that somebody needs it, I can always come, you know, stop to the library and get them something in large print.
Do you carry any records, materials other than the printed book on the bookmobile?
Yeah, I have some records that can be checked out just like a book. Not a whole lot, because records are pretty well mistreated, you know, with children. But I do have some records on the bookmobile, and I can got a few magazines, older magazines, on the bookmobile, or old Reader's Digest that I take around for people too. Anything and anybody wants from the library, I can get. And it's just some lady on my last day or so wanted some Country Living magazines, which I have already come to the library and ask the librarian for some magazines, which I will pick up some of the older ones and put on the bookmobile and take those around to my patrons on the bookmobile. Or anything that they want, I take requests and bring it from the library to them.
What type of bookmobile do you drive now?
Oh, it's a 1977 Chevrolet. Motor and the Gerstenslager body, I believe that's pronunciation. And I like this bookmobile that I have. It's like I said, it's a 1977, but I like the way it's arranged really better than I do the new ones. I like the arrangement of it, the way the shelves are, and the only thing I've got against it is it doesn't have a tinted windshield. The older bookmobile, the one I had before this one, had a tinted windshield. But the one I have now doesn't have a tinted windshield, and that's the only complaint that I have for the bookmobile that I have now.
Do you find that you spend a lot of time with maintenance of the bookmobile?
Well, not a whole lot. Not a whole lot of maintenance. Just about two or three weeks ago, I was over on the one Marantz over at Lesby Mill, and I went to, they had already changed the books in that store, and I went to start the bookmobile with the key. And when I went to turn the key on, it made a little noise, and the key just kept going and round and round and round. And so there I was, stranded over in the other end of the community, and I went in the store and used their phone and called the garage, and here they come just in a few minutes with a wrecker to pull me into Aunton. But that doesn't happen too often. A few times, every so often that happens, but not a whole lot. Right now my heaters are not working, which I'm going to have to get them fixed, you know, and I just can take it to a garage. But that's always expected where there's a vehicle involved.
What about your custodial service?
I have to do that myself. I have to have it at my home and just clean it there whenever I think it needs it, or whenever I get the opportunity to clean it. I do the sweeping, the mopping, the dusting, and whatever, and arrangement of whenever and I can get a chance.
So there are some demands on a bookmobile librarian that don't always come to those in the main library, right?
That's right, like days and when you wake up of a morning and get up and look out and there's a snow or a sleet, you don't know what to do. They didn't expect me to run the bookmobile, in which they don't want me to when it's slick roads. And I have been out on a route and it would start snowing and I would have to get on home with it as quick as I could, afraid I wouldn't get in with it. But now it's left at the library, and any day that I think I can't run the bookmobile, they have asked me to work in the library, if I can get there even.
Do you foresee any differences in the role of the bookmobile in the future than are presently in effect?
As of now, I can't see any difference, really. In our small county, I don't see much difference on just to get the bookmobile to each community and to continue serving the people around in the community. I don't see how that could really change.
Do the majority of your bookmobile patrons depend on you exclusively, or do they come into the library at times?
Some of them depend on me for all their reading. Some of them come into the library ever so often. But there is some people that are come to the bookmobile that has never been in our library. And I don't know that they would if they didn't have a bookmobile. I don't know if they would if the bookmobile didn't serve them. I just don't know. But there is people that depend on me completely for their reading material.
Do you do any kind of programming on the bookmobile for children or other groups?
Well, I don't have any kind of a programming other than help the library this summer when they had their reading club going. I had enrolled several on the bookmobile and also give them their materials and there are things that the library gave them. But I didn't have any story hour on the bookmobile. But I did keep a record of their books and enrolled them for the library. One year I did have a reading program, which has been several years back, of just seeing how many books that each child could read, and the one that could read the most would get this or that, but that's been several years ago. I just don't try to have any stores because it seems like I can't get enough children together at one place. And the places that the children can come are really in Aunton, where they can come home to the story hour here in Aunton.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, having continued your bookmobile service for 21 years. You're very happy that you made that decision a long time ago to become a bookmobile librarian?
Well, yes, I can say now that I'm glad I stuck with it. There was one time there before when I wasn't hardly getting enough salary to carry on, I was threatening to quit, but since we've got had these two taxes passed and they have raised my salary somewhat, not a whole lot, I guess I'm glad I have stuck with it, because jobs are hard to find now, and being I have been at this long, I just hope to continue as long as they will let me. And I have enjoyed working with the bookmobile, and I think there is hopes of them bettering our benefits and so forth, so I hear.
Let's hope so. It certainly is a significant service to Kentucky. Have you any general comments you would like to make regarding bookmobile service in the state?
When we go to these different meetings that we have for the bookmobile librarians over the state, we can talk with other bookmobile librarians and exchange our views and ways of doing different things. We can always learn something different or new maybe to do from what somebody else has tried. But really every county has to figure out their own thing and ways of doing what they do on bookmobile and also in our libraries. We learn our patrons, and we learn by experience really, and by meeting with the people and knowing what they want and what they expect. So we have to really do our own thing, as we might say, in our kind of work.
Do you have to do a great deal of reading in order to keep up with your collection and know the materials for your patrons?
Yes, I do quite a lot of reading and learn working in the library my one day a week, I learn about the new books and which ones the people like. And the ones that we have in our library, I can keep up with what our librarian orders. She asks me every so often, is anything that I need for the bookmobile? She would be glad to order anything that I would need, but I told her she was doing a good job, and I just use whatever she uses in the library whenever I think that the new ones are read at the library, or I can get them anytime I want, but anytime I usually wait till the librarians get their patrons taken care of in the library first. But we have a good selection of books in our library, and they're available for the bookmobile anytime that I might want them or need them.
So you have bestsellers and anything else your patrons
demand? Yes, anything that our librarian thinks will be worthwhile for us to buy, she gets those new ones. Not all of them, but just a few of them. Or whatever people request. A lot of times people come in the library and request certain books, which that's fine with her, because she has so much money that she has to use for books, and she will order books that the public wants.
Well, the public is our best selection to listen it.
That's right, that's who we're serving. That's really who owns the library and the bookmobile, is the public.
Do you find that you have more adults or children using the bookmobile?
Well, it's about of equal, I reckon. There's about the same amount of adults as children. And like I said, in the deposit stations, I always don't know who reads the books, but I'm sure there's about as many as adults as children, either way on the service.
Do you receive many reference questions as such on the bookmobile? And do you keep a basic reference collection there for general reference needs?
Not a whole lot. I don't get many requests for reference. I have a few reference books, but not many, because I don't get much requests for a reference. If I do get a request, I can always come to the library and fill that request, but not much reference on the bookmobile.
If you were speaking to someone who was considering bookmobile librarianship as a profession, what advice would you give them?
Well, I would tell them to just work out their own thing, I reckon.
Well, we each have to do our own, but are there special qualifications that you think the bookmobile librarian should have?
Well, the bookmobile librarian is required to have their library certification to be qualified for the bookmobile, in which that's what anyone would have to work on to drive a bookmobile and be the bookmobile librarian. It's all the same as the librarian, really, in the library at the county library.
And they need a lot of versatility, right?
And experience and patience, and learn what their patrons want and expect.
Thank you very much for talking with us about your bookmobile experiences. And I hope there'll be a lot more pleasant years added to your 21 years of service.
Thank you.